Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are kind of concerned about COVID vaccine passports. We're going to talk about that. I know the airline industry was a little upset. My hair's a mess. I'm sorry. The airline industry was a little upset because the CDC guidelines for those who have been vaccinated said still follow the travel guidelines. The travel guidelines are masks and things like that. And the airlines wanted people to travel for spring break and wanted people to get on the planes and things like that. So there's been a little bit of back and forth. We're going to talk about that. So one story that is concerning some people is an Ohio man, I believe he's 91 years old, accidentally received two back-to-back COVID vaccines. I believe he was in an assisted living facility. A nurse gave him one. Then I think about an hour or two later, let me find out how long ago it was, then a firefighter came in, said they had a shot for him. His name is Victor Smith. Gave him another shot. So he basically got two shots in a matter of hours. All right. I mean, we've been dealing with this vaccine overall. The majority of people have been getting their vaccine, and it's fine. We have had a few collapse after the vaccination or undergo some sort of a reaction. We haven't seen as many anaphylaxis reactions as we expected second time around, which is good. But the CDC has looked at all the people who have collapsed and things like that, said, look, not vaccine related. All right, so fine. But people are scratching their head and they're asking me, and again, I promised you guys I would be as honest as possible, but I'm also not going to pull stuff out of my butt. You know, I'm going to tell you, you know, what I hear. I'm going to tell you what's been concluded, and then I'll give you my opinion. But I agree with you that some of you are kind of scratching your head as to why somebody getting two shots would go through a pretty severe reaction. And it wasn't an anaphylactic reaction, apparently, which is something very similar to what we saw with some of these other alleged cases after very rarely after the vaccine, is how the blood pressure dropped. Apparently, he had showed signs of distress. The fire department had to respond immediately, and it was a firefighter who had given the second shot. So there was some mishap with you know, probably who has gotten a shot, who hasn't. So somebody got two shots. All right, it happens. I'm sure it's happened before. I'm sure somebody accidentally got two shots. Remember, we saw one person not even get the shot, right? And the syringe didn't even move. So I don't know what the heck is going on. So things have happened, mind you. Trust me, when you are trying to vaccinate 360 million people, there are going to be some mishaps. But why would that extra dose cause him to basically collapse or go through a blood pressure drop and possible heart and lung sequelae? So this was a Moderna vaccine. They were within 4 hours of each other, and he goes into respiratory distress. He's alive. He's fine. He was in the ER. He recovered. But now it just kind of, there's people kind of wondering, all right, what could be causing this? Now, all these cases of people dying after the vaccine have been already thrown out by the CDC saying, look, it's not the vaccine. Okay. All right, I mean, if the CDC says so, as a doctor and who's board certified, I'm not going to argue with the CDC. But the one thing I brought up, and this was a couple months ago, and mind you, I am pro-vaccine. I took my mom to get the vaccine. I got vaccinated. My husband got vaccinated. I am promoting the vaccine. I would like some more clarification on what these people collapsing are collapsing from. Now, mind you, one in 36, every 36 seconds, somebody's having a heart attack. So I don't know how many times you've been on a plane or in Walmart. I run into people having heart attacks all the time. Okay? And maybe not all the time. But, you know, probably maybe every fifth or sixth flight I'm on, there's some sort of a medical emergency. So it's common, and it could just happen to be, well, what's the number one activity a lot of people are kind of collectively doing? They're getting a vaccine. But these collapses tell me that there might be something in the adjuvants or within. It might not be the mRNA of the Moderna or the Pfizer, but there might be something within it that could be causing that. Now, we talked about some of the components. I'll give, like, the polyethylene glycol might be a culprit to it. The potassium chloride, the monobasic potassium phosphate, the dibasic sodium phosphate dihydrate. These are things that are commonly in you know, vaccines and medications. The Moderna vaccine has tromethamine hydrochloride. Now, these medications shouldn't in and of itself cause, you know, cause the average person to have an issue, but tromethamine has caused respiratory depression and electrolyte abnormalities of the heart. Potassium chloride has been linked to abnormal rhythms. Polyethylene glycol could cause sodium retention. The effective arterial resistance or elastance, the elasticity or the ability of a vessel to expand, we could see could be hindered by polyethylene glycol. So, or increase, the resistance could increase. So we know that some of the adjuvants or some of the ingredients in these, I don't want to say adjuvants, but ingredients in these vaccines have been linked, you know, to possible heart rhythms or respiratory depression. So when you hear that somebody got two shots in a period of hours and then went through respiratory depression or a possible blood pressure collapse, I'm telling you that I think somebody should be studying in those who are cardiovascularly compromised if any of the ingredients could possibly be an issue. Now, how do you tell? I mean, it could just be he, luck of the draw, was going to go into some sort of respiratory depression and have a blood pressure drop. But this made the news that it was after him getting two shots. See, two shots, an extra dose of mRNA shouldn't have done it. The little lipid envelope that it's in shouldn't have done it. So you just wonder if maybe for his vulnerable heart, he's 91, maybe the potassium chloride or the PEG or the tromethamine could have possibly caused something like that. So I'm pro-vaccine. I think the vaccines are safe. But in those who are cardiovascular compromised, we really need to have some good studies on what some of the components could be doing, because maybe we need to swap some of those components out. Just a thought. 1-877-DIAL-NOLAN. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are taking your questions live, and if we are not live when you listen to our show, we play up the next live show. So let's go to the phone lines right now, 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I just had a question that maybe you can answer for all of us. Is there a way we can prepare ourselves for the second vaccine, the second shot? And the reason I ask this is because I know there are people that don't have a reaction or have a very mild reaction, and then I know that there are other people that get really sick. So what are they doing that the others aren't doing? If you have an answer for that, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. No, that's a great question. So, yes, this is something that I've been dying to find out. I'm hearing that some people, when they get the vaccine, not much happens at all. They don't even notice it. My husband, for example, maybe the arm was a little sore and that was about it first time around. Second time around, he got a little bit more achy, felt a little feverish. For me, very similar both times, except the second time around I got a fever. But for the most part, kind of identical, you know, grumpy, achy, but I was able to go back to work in a couple days. We didn't have COVID, and we noticed that those who have had COVID seem to have more of a response. I don't want to say a reaction, but more of a response to the vaccine. And vaccine, quote-unquote, side effects could be anywhere from some body aches, some nausea, some itching, some, you know, headache, fatigue, fever chills, swollen lymph nodes. Sometimes at the site of the injection, you could have pain, redness, some swelling in the area. We've actually seen swollen lymph nodes that might actually elude mammographers and radiologists trying to look for lymphadenopathy on somebody's mammogram, but sometimes women are getting axillary lymphadenopathy or swollen glands under the arms. So unfortunately, and I apologize, I got something in my eye, so it's a little painful. So unfortunately, you know, these are side effects we could see with any vaccine. And then there's some very rare occurrences of complete anaphylaxis. So I, as a doctor, people have asked, what did I do to prepare for side effects? Well, do not take ibuprofen or Tylenol prior to the vaccine. They say that could interfere with the vaccine doing its job and that mRNA getting into the cell. But if you do have side effects like body aches, you could take it afterwards. I did take ibuprofen the next day. When I was really hurting and I was feeling a fever, I took ibuprofen hands down. Because I had work to do, I had to, you know, I don't know what I had to do, but I had to work, and I was like, I just need to function. So I took ibuprofen and it worked. So you can't prepare in terms of pre-medicating, but what I did do is, because I took my mom to get the vaccine, I had an EpiPen, an extra one, because just in case there was a reaction post 30 minutes, I could administer the EpiPen. I had Benadryl for her just in case she needed that. Benadryl's an antihistamine, so sometimes if you get the itch or any sort of side effect that I think was from a histamine release, a rash, I could give her some Benadryl. We didn't need to use that. I had some nausea medicine just in case anybody got nauseous. Nobody needed it. My mom was tough. My mom's in her 70s. She's like, get that away from me. I don't need anything. And if she did need something, she probably just had some ginger ale. You know, or, I don't know, maybe brandy. Who knows? Now, do not drink alcohol. Do not drink alcohol. Alcohol's a no-no. They think alcohol will interfere with your immune system. And so, you know, some of you have asked, what exactly is going on that first day or two? Well, here's the thing. It's too early for it to be the spike proteins. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccine that you're getting, Johnson & Johnson is a little different, which we talked about, but I'll review. The Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine is a piece of mRNA in a lipid fatty envelope that gets injected into you, which is why you can't rub your arm afterwards. We don't want you to rub your arm because apparently you could really mess it up. And it's supposed to be absorbed by your muscle cell. So we want your muscle cell to absorb it, and we don't want anything to interfere. Once that mRNA gets into the muscle cell, the lipid particle dissolves, goes away. The mRNA has instructions. It tells the cell, all right, I'm here. This is what we need to make. The DNA does not get involved. The DNA is like, all right, cytoplasm, you guys know what to do. When I give you mRNA, you know what to do. Just do the same thing. Cytoplasm's like, we don't know this guy. DNA says, it's fine. I talked to Dr. Dahlia. She said they're going to be coming. It's okay. Just do your work. Yeah, but we're on break. Do your work. So the cytoplasm of the cell will then take that mRNA instructions and then build those little spike proteins. Those spike proteins are supposed to mimic what we see with COVID-19. The cell makes the spike proteins. The spike protein starts to leave the cell or go on the surface of the cell. The antibody response sees these spike proteins and goes, what the heck are these? cells like, look, these are the spike proteins. We just followed the mRNA. All right, you know, this is beyond my pay grade. Just look at the spike proteins and do what you need to do. So the immune system's like, all right, guys, we need to learn this. If you see this, we need to be able to combat it. These things are foreign. Now, sometimes your immune system might start to get all uppity because of the spike proteins. But because they haven't seen them before, you're not going to start the fever. You're not going to have the complete immune system fighting, you know, full charge, because they've never seen them before. So they're in the learning phase. In the learning phase, you could be achy because, you know, all troops have to be woken up and start doing their military exercises and their dress rehearsals. And so you might feel a little achy, but by then we're already in a week or two. So if you notice, you really don't feel much after a week or two. You usually feel your side effects in the first couple days. So that, to me, is the body picking up the other things. Not so much the mRNA, but the other ingredients. And they're like, look, there's something that, you know, got injected into the body. You know, this is kind of new. Not sure what this is. You know, do we need to fight it? And they're just kind of ready and willing and trying to combat parts of it if it feels like it needs to. But as long as the mRNA gets into the cell, it works. So people ask, well, then why is a Tylenol before the vaccine so damaging? I don't think it's that overly damaging, but remember, the critical process is getting that mRNA and that little lipid envelope into that muscle cell. That is what is so critical. And if anything interferes with that, it just doesn't work. And so our vaccine, our approach to the COVID pandemic, our economy, our future, your kids' future is all depending on if that little mRNA sucker gets into your muscle cell. So they don't want you drinking alcohol prior or even after. They don't want you taking Tylenol or ibuprofen before. You know, they don't want you rubbing it. They don't want you, I don't know, doing crystals, but just want to make sure that you get that mRNA into your cell. Johnson & Johnson's a little different. It's a little sturdier. Johnson & Johnson, it's DNA. The DNA has a protein coat. The protein coat is brought in by an adenovirus, a weakened virus that is not supposed to replicate and cause problems. That gets into the cell. It goes to the DNA. The DNA is like, what do you want from me? They're like, I got this DNA. Will you help me make mRNA? So the DNA makes the mRNA. It's not supposed to do anything else but make the mRNA. It sends the mRNA out to the cytoplasm. The cytoplasm is like, what? What do you want us to do? Like, it's the mRNA. You need to make spike proteins. And then it's the exact same process from there as the Pfizer-Moderna vaccine, where it makes the spike proteins and then the immune system has to pick it up. So that's the difference. And so, you know, it is frustrating to hear that you know some people collapse, or you know some people are getting complete anaphylaxis, which is why I want you to sit down and talk to your medical provider. Most medical providers, though, with the guidelines and the guidance from the CDC, is being told unless you've had a full on anaphylactic reaction to any of the components in the vaccine or the vaccine prior, you could take it. If you've had a shellfish allergy, they say you could take it. Now, since my husband's allergic to shellfish, again, I had the EpiPen. I took them both to get their shot, and I just had the EpiPen ready to stab either one of them if I needed to. That's what you do. With the EpiPen, you remove the cap, the plastic cap. You leave the yellow or the orange cap on, and then you just plunge it into their leg if they have to. Do not plunge it into their neck. Just plunge it into their leg with their clothes on, and that's supposed to be what you do with that. So, I wish there was more guidance we could give you, because we just don't know who has the weird reaction and who doesn't. And it's very random, unfortunately, just like the flu shot, just like with any of the other vaccines. But great question. Keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are slamming the Biden administration's border policies.
Today we're seeing 3,000 or 4,000 illegal crossings a day at our southern border. It is a national crisis, and it needs to be confronted by President Biden, and he refuses to acknowledge this.
House Republican Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Scalise also saying there are super spreader caravans coming across our southern border, which is a reference to the coronavirus outbreak. Jury selection is moving forward in ex-cop Derek Chauvin's trial. The former Minneapolis police officer is accused of killing George Floyd and is facing charges of manslaughter and second-degree murder. Chauvin was originally charged with third-degree murder last October, but a judge dismissed it, saying it didn't apply to the case. Security is tight around the courthouse. USA Radio News. House Republicans are ripping the big stimulus bill that is expected to get final approval in the House this week. Wyoming's Liz Cheney saying the nearly $2 trillion bill is a spending burden. In the Senate, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, reminding everyone.
On top of that, $1 trillion is currently unspent. We did not need to authorize another $1.9 trillion. In total, we're about $28 trillion in debt. We did not need this.
Senate Democrats also on board with sending stimulus checks of $1,400 to prisoners as they voted down an amendment put forth by Republicans.
They had a chance on Saturday morning to stop checks from going to prisoners, from going to the Boston bomber, for instance. And on that vote, they declined. Every single Democrat wanted to continue the practice of sending checks to prisoners.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hawaii has, looks like, identified the South African coronavirus variant in one of their residents with no recent travel history. How that virus got over to Hawaii, it shows this. By the time we even talk about and figure out, oh, guys, we need to be prepared for a variant of coronavirus, it's already here. In fact, for it to get to Hawaii, and Hawaii is really limited, a lot of travel for the residents or people coming in, it shows that these things are pretty ubiquitous, and these things are pretty sturdy. Now, this variant is not the B1117. That's the UK variant that we're expecting to be very prominatory and prominent, for the next rush of cases. But experts say that this B1351 variant, the South African variant, is more transmissible and apparently is having some issues with the vaccines. Some studies are saying that the Pfizer vaccine can handle it. Others are saying that sometimes the vaccines might not be as effective. So Hawaii health officials have announced the state's first case of this variant detected in an Oahu resident. No travel history, which means suggests that they picked it up from somebody else on the island. They say this is concerning because the B1351 has a mutation that makes it more transmissible from one person to another, and a separate mutation might make it less responsive to the antibodies we form when we get COVID or we get vaccinated. Experts have warned that the B1351 variant is more transmissible, more virulent, and so it could be more likely to cause severe illness. It's also been shown to have diminished efficacy from vaccines. Moderna's working on a booster. Pfizer's working on a booster. Johnson & Johnson, because it had only 66% efficacy globally with vaccines, and but 85% efficacy in America in preventing severe issues with severe COVID and hospitalization and death. I believe Johnson & Johnson is also working on either a booster or something that's going to be more fine-tuned. So the mutation that increases transmissibility is based on the N501Y mutation. This mutation is also with the UK variant. It reduces effectiveness. It allows it to attach to the ACE2 receptor easier. The mutation that reduces effectiveness of antibodies is called the E484K. The E484K makes it so much different that our antibodies that have identified the spike protein might not be able to identify the new spike proteins based on this new E484K mutation that makes the spike proteins look different. But what's interesting is this is the first time those two mutations were seen in one virus. So we've talked about how some of these viruses might be doing recombination events where both viruses infect somebody. Both viruses, let's say, like we saw this with, I believe, the California variant and the UK variant, where they believe in one person, both viruses hit the same person at the same time. And when a cell had to figure out which virus to make, the DNA got mixed. It's like throwing two decks of cards on the floor and not matching them up, just picking them all up altogether. So this is one way we're getting these different mutations. So according to the health officials, they say two new cases of the B1117 variant, known as the UK variant, have also been found, for a total of 8 variant cases detected in the state. This variant, first detected in Hawaii, was early February. It had only the N501Y mutation, not the E484K. But the most recent cases of the B117 involved 2 Oahu residents, one who traveled to mainland U.S. and a household contact of that individual. An investigation into cases of the variants is ongoing. So basically what has to happen is when somebody tests positive for the virus, usually it's going to probably be, you know, people who are fairly sick. Those are probably the ones that the CDC and the government is looking at. They take those samples and they test them for variants, and they try to look to see if they have new variants. If you have mild cases and people not going to get tested, we have no idea. So when I hear that in Hawaii, let's say, there's only, maybe 8 B117 cases, I'm already thinking there's more, because the average person does not want to go and get tested. And if they don't want to get tested, then how is it getting picked up? And some of you may say, well, who cares then? If it's a mild case, we don't need to know. Well, we do need to, from an epidemiology standpoint, even if it only gives somebody the runs or somebody a little cough or sniffle, unfortunately, we do need to know, because if we do start to have people hospitalized, we have to kind of get a grip on how common and prevalent it is. That's kind of what this whole thing has been about. Even though for 99% of the population, the COVID virus has not been dangerous, 99.999% of the population, because of the percentage that overwhelmed the hospitals and died, we have to take all cases seriously. So in Hawaii, they're telling everybody to wear masks, etc. So what is going on? Well, in the United States, we had another 286 deaths, looks like reported over the last few hours, 8,400 total new cases. So out of the close to 30 million cases, we've had about 540,000 deaths. Currently in critical condition, we have almost 13,000 people currently in the hospital in serious or critical condition. That's why you're hearing public officials say we're not out of the woods. India has reported more COVID deaths. Russia has reported even more deaths, 336. UK, 231. France, 316 new deaths. Spain, 291. Italy, 376. Germany, 65. Mexico, which I'm watching very closely because as more migrants and more undocumented individuals are coming over and being released into our country, they're having spikes in COVID. I believe they're still at less than 1% of their population vaccinated. Poland has had a spike in cases. Iran, Ukraine, Indonesia has had some recent deaths. Chechnya, Netherlands. So we're Hungary has had about another 158 deaths. Slovakia, 116 new deaths. So we're still seeing some pretty significant activity, unfortunately. You know, so we're not at the flattening of the curve. Illinois reported another 19 deaths. Pennsylvania reported another 36 deaths. Virginia has still been grappling. They're almost at the 10,000 death mark. Alabama had some more. Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi. I am licensed in 12 states. I see patients on a daily basis, and I'm still seeing people that have COVID symptoms. Mild fever, cough, sneezing. Yesterday I had somebody who was severely short of breath, had COVID, short of breath. I sent her to the hospital. I'm like, look, if you're having shortness of breath, just don't mess around. Get yourself to a hospital. So unfortunately, it is still present. People ask, are we going to see a fourth surge? A fourth one, I've just looked this whole thing. You know, remember they were talking about wave? There was a first wave or a second wave or a first spike or second wave spike. There are definitions for those terms, but I look at a wave as where there's a trough and a peak. So when there's a trough where the cases are going down and going down substantially, which has been reported in the last week or two, and then all of a sudden we see a spike, that I would call a wave or a spike. A wave, to me, is where you have a spike, and then it continues for some time, and then it has to go back down. So spring break is here. It's a big time. The young people are over it. You know, I've talked to my kids. They're like, you know, Mom, there's going to be a small party. You know, we're allowed to now, but the governor, as long as it's under this many people, we're going. And they didn't even ask, you know, because they're now, both of them are over 18. They don't even ask, Mom, can I go? They're like, Mom, we're going. I'm like, well, okay, you know, just drink some orange juice and, you know, wear a mask if you come back around me and Grandma or whatever. I you know, I don't know really much what to tell them because they're over it. They're done. But the country isn't over it, and that's the point. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you smoke, used to smoke, chew, maybe don't consider yourself a smoker, but you really did, you know, hit the cigarettes a couple decades ago? So many of you have kind of asked your doctor or asked me, what should you do to make sure that you don't have lung cancer? And years ago, we didn't have any guidelines on what to do for screening. My doctor, the doctor I trained with for my hematology oncology rotation had said x-ray every smoker or previous smoker twice a year. I'm like, but insurance won't cover it. They go, fine, then have, you know, then tell them to pay for it. But we need to find, if they smoked, we need to find lung cancer. And it's lung cancer still to this day is the number one cancer killer of Americans, of most people, when it comes to cancer. And so a few years back, hallelujah, praise the Lord, the United States Preventative Task Service said, look, you could CAT scan individuals. If they were a smoker or a recent smoker, we could do a CAT scan once a year. And we were just ecstatic as medical providers because then insurance had to pay for a CAT scan. Of course, prices went up, but to pick up lung cancer, we need to pick it up early. Well, now they've actually expanded lung cancer screening. The guidelines will now help more black smokers and women get screened, according to Yahoo. As we know, lung cancer is the nation's top cancer killer. 135,000 deaths each year. Smoking is the chief cause. Obviously, quitting is the best protection. But lung cancer many times is diagnosed too late for a good chance at survival. Didn't Dustin Diamond die of lung cancer? The one from, he had just died a few months ago. The one from Saved by the Bell, the one who played Screech. But the eligibility now has been expanded. According to the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, anyone between the ages of 50 and 80 who have smoked at least 20 pack years and either still smokes or quit within the last 15 years can get a yearly CT. Hallelujah. So what's a pack year? A pack year is how many packs of cigarettes you smoked per year, well, is how many years of smoking. It's a calculation. So let's say I smoked 2 packs a day for 10 years. 2 packs a day for 10 years, that's 20 pack years. Let's say I smoked a half a pack a day for 40 years. And let's say I'm turning 50. That would be 20 pack years. So it's a mathematical. How many packs a day you smoked times the year? So a pack a day for 20 years or 2 packs a day for 10 years, you get a CAT scan. If you don't remember, and you're like, well, maybe I only smoked 3/4 a pack, just call it so you can get the CAT scan, okay? All right, just get the CAT scan. But what about the radiation, Dr. Dahlia? I don't want to get the radiation from the CAT scan. So here's the thing. For cancer to be caused by a CAT scan, you would need, from what I think the latest study is you'd need at least 7 a year to even be concerned about it possibly, you know, causing cancer. So we are concerned about the radiation. In fact, I think you have more radiation being up in an airplane, just riding in an airplane, than you would with a CAT scan. So it's, you know, when we're looking for cancer and you're high risk, and I'm not saying everybody get a CAT scan. If you aren't a smoker, we're not recommending it. If you were living with a smoker, I don't believe the task force allows you to or would recommend, you know, CAT scans. Mind you, secondhand smoke can cause people to have lung cancer, and we do want people screened if they are, you know, or evaluated if they're having coughing, difficulty breathing, weight loss, coughing up blood, sputum, chronic cough. We'll probably chest x-ray you. If you have a chronic cough or if you're coughing up blood, we'll probably chest x-ray you and then from there do a CAT scan. But if you're an active smoker and you're having no symptoms, we could screen you with a CAT scan. So this has been a recommendation since 2013. But it was only for 30-pack-year smokers. So that's 1.5 packs a day for 15 years. I'm sorry, 2 packs a day for 15 years. Leave me alone. 2 packs a day for 15 years. Or those who are older, start at age 55. Now we're going to expand it to people who are 50 years old. And Dustin Diamond was only in his 40s when he had lung cancer. So the task force updated their guidelines published Tuesday in the Journal of American Medical Association after newer research showed lighter, younger smokers benefit too. 15 million people are estimated to reach the new criteria, including black women, black people, and women, according to Dr. John Wong, task force member of Tufts Medical Center. Now, does it mean the CAT scan is going to be free? Not entirely. Just because the United States Preventative Task Force says, look, this is a recommendation, it doesn't mean everybody gets free CAT scans, just like with pap smears and all that. The Affordable Care Act did allow there to be a physical that's free, I believe, once a year, and certain screens, like for depression, to be free, things like that. But as you've seen with now with COVID testing, it originally started out as free, and now people have to pay for their COVID tests. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force forces insurance companies to provide coverage for it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be free. But I got to tell you, getting cancer is expensive. You know, people always, you know, I can't tell you how many people try to get out of the colonoscopy. And it's Colon Cancer Awareness Month, so we're going to be talking about colon cancer this month. And they tell me, look, I don't want to go through the treatment, so I'd rather just get cancer. And I call them a flippin' idiot. And I tell them, and I say, look, okay, you're using that as an excuse. You just don't want to get a scope. You don't want to. Are you seriously telling me that you want to die a painful, cancerous death because you want to use the excuse of getting out of the colonoscopy and not undergoing certain therapy or treatment? There's ways to treat colon cancer that aren't painful at all. Same thing with lung cancer. People will say, I don't want to go through it. You know what? If I get the cancer, just give me the cancer. Okay, dying of lung cancer is not an easy death. It's painful. You can't breathe. This is nothing you choose for. You choose. So you get the screen. And it's expensive. Anybody in the family, I mean, one of the reasons why my family was always poor, one, yeah, you know, we didn't have college degrees. And, you know, we worked, middle class, you know, my father would go into people's houses and fix their appliances and things like that. But it's also because when our family members got sick, we emptied out our bank accounts. I mean, and, you know, and unfortunately, our family members died. You know, we couldn't afford the best care. Insurance only did so much, but it, you know, it devastates not only you, but the family. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not telling you to, you know, not be a burden and do something to yourself. We don't want that. But listen, if you could prevent the cancer, that's ideal. And look, I've had multiple colonoscopies and I got to get myself set up for another one. It's not that bad. I mean, you know, people see me naked. It's okay. It happens. As long as nobody takes a selfie when it's being done, it's fine. One recent study found that just 14% of people eligible for lung cancer screening actually get it. Only 14%. Now, 60 to 80% of people do get the breast, colon, and cervical cancer screening. They get their mammograms, they get their colonoscopies, they get their cervical cancer. I think it's because doctors are really pushing it. But we have a lot of people now that aren't going to the doctor. So I think we're going to see these numbers go down. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.